This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically new organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Guys down at GCN, that was beautiful. Guys down at GCN, that was absolutely a beautiful intro. I appreciate it. Let's do it that way every single time. That was great. Whoever's running the board, we appreciate you, man. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Before we start rocking the show, I just want to let you know that a lie doesn't become truth, wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by the majority. You want me to say that again? I will if you want me to. I really will if you want me to. As a matter of fact, I think I'm just going to do it anyways, because right must always be right. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But listen carefully. A lie doesn't become truth. It never will. It can't. Okay? This is, again, not yin-yang. Okay? Wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it is accepted by a majority of people. Okay, outside of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, and I'm speaking right now of evil doesn't become good. Well, we become good in Christ, not outside of Christ. So just because it is, just because it's accepted by a majority doesn't make it so. Oh, boy, it's starting to be one of those days, isn't it? But it is Friday. That's the good news. Friends, right must always be right. Don't ever forget that. Truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity, because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments. You can't move that. You can't shift it. Therefore, that cannot be again moved or shifted from their proper place. No matter how hard you try, rest assured it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you, friends. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles, because it must be where it always is. It's that simple, folks. Heaven is always going to be where heaven's going to be. And God is always going to be where God is going to be, and that's going to be upon His throne. No matter what happens to the foundations, read Psalm 11 when you get a moment. Folks, what is crime? Just think about what I'm saying here. Is crime, which is the transgression of law, both in the spiritual and natural, but is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Just think about that. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because this is what they're trying to do today. Because, friends, keep in mind, this is no good for any society. See, that produces bondage, not liberty. Because when you do away with the law, friends, just keep in mind, when you do away with the law, you have no crime. And criminals love that mentality. Right is right eternally. It cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. I mean, folks, for example, we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true by saying, well, I was born this way. Or I can't help myself. Folks, this is very specious, but it's very false. And it's utterly false, and don't forget that. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. Okay? Sin is moral, not physical. So when people say the devil made me do it, no, you made a choice to obey the devil to do the things that you did. Because you have the dispensation given unto you by God to choose to do the right thing and to choose to do the wrong thing. And keep in mind, you reap what you sow, regardless if you want to agree to it or not. You will see what I'm talking about. Just give it a little time. Galatians 6. Okay? Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Because again, sin is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability, friends, will be an excuse to do the things that you do for sin. As a matter of fact, I just heard yesterday, when you make a mistake once, that's okay. But when you make it twice, that's a decision. You know what, friends? That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, that corrected me, that statement alone, again, that corrected me. When you make a choice, and it was a wrong choice, friends, let's put it into scriptural perspective here, and it's the wrong one, the first time you do it, well, it could have been an error. The second time, it becomes a choice. Okay? And again, I'm going to give you the exact quote in just a moment before the end of this first segment here. But when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness? Because after all, again, friends, you've accepted the mentality that, well, he can't help himself. And isn't it interesting how it works for those corrupt in representative positions in this country? But when it applies to them, or where they want to be soft on crimes concerning their little minions that are busted for crimes that they commit, it's a different story, isn't it, friends? Isn't it amazing how that works? A mistake repeated more than once is a decision. There it is. A mistake repeated more than once is a decision. You know, many generals of God believe that when you choose to sin after you have a knowledge of your sin, going back to Hebrews 10:26, they believe that because Scripture does declare it, that once you violate that law again after having a knowledge of it, there no longer remains a sacrifice for those sins. And you know, the fact of the matter is, again, friends, it is scriptural. When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he can't help himself? And I love it when their favorite politicians do something that they know is wrong. Well, they say, oh, he's only human. Yeah. And really what they're doing is not just excusing the corrupt politician. They're attempting to excuse themselves. I want to tell you something. There is no excuse. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he can't serve you? Absolutely not. No, there's no excuse for that, because he made the choice to drink, didn't he? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore, well, he can't pay it back? I mean, what do you think about that? When somebody owes you money, friends, and they say to you, you know, well, you know, I went out and I spent money because I couldn't help myself. I went out and partied it away, or I went gambling or the such. I mean, is that acceptable to you? Well, folks, no, absolutely it's not. And if it is, maybe you want to check your morals, my friends, at the door before you walk through, namely the church. Okay? Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says again, I was born this way. Folks, right must always be right. Let this carry us through all the way to the end of the show. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Lane to the responsibility of the party, namely the constituents in the United States of America, rather than always blaming the politicians for what the responsible party tolerates within their corrupt politicians. That's how you get the answers that you need. And of course, I already understand that either you're going to hate me or you're going to receive the message. I totally get it. But the fact is the truth demands a response. And I'm going to give you some truth today, and you respond to it in such a fashion as you so will. But I want you to understand that your blood is off my hands at the end of this show. We have been talking about what's been going on with Donald Trump. We've talked a lot about what's going on with Donald Trump. And really what it is going on with Donald Trump in the United States of America is a reflection of the hypocrisy to the max concerning professed Christians and self-proclaimed conservatives. Yesterday I talked about how candidate Trump said concerning Hillary Clinton that she needs to be locked up. Then once he became the president, he flip-flopped. President Trump said then she's been through enough. The American people owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. By the way, just yesterday it was reported two investigators that were investigating the pedophile ring Pizzagate concerning the Clintons, they went missing. Just wanted to share that with you. And of course, you're not going to hear that through the state-controlled narrative, because they don't want you to know about it. Going back to candidate Trump, health care. Remember he said we need to replace Obamacare? You remember all this, right, America? Then when he became the president, he said Obamacare can stay. And so can, by the way, Paul Ryan, who gave everything to Barack Hussein Obama December 15th, 2016. Okay, concerning his $1.1 trillion omnibus bill that you and I will end up paying for. Going back to candidate Trump concerning China, China's bad. Okay, and speaking the sentiments and the thoughts of the American people only to get into place of power. Once he became the president of the United States of America, he said, no, China's good. Candidate Trump on Assad, which we heard very little of. Assad can stay. Once Trump became the president of the United States, he said Assad must go. He drops 56 Tomahawk missiles upon that country. Without dealing with corruption, without bringing forth the rule of law in America, dealing with corruptions like the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, which, by the way, he said first class once he's seen him in the White House, right? But before that, he was the worst president in the history of America, which he was and is. But also the likes of Hillary Clinton. Candidate Trump said concerning Russia, we must respect Russia. As he became the president of the United States of America, he said Russia must respect us. Folks, you do need to understand what's going on. Again, I want to reiterate this point for the very sake that it's coming up again. China and Russia, the Pope, the United States of America, namely under the Bush regime, who called forth a New World Order over 212 times, are all calling forth a New World Order. Okay, so don't get caught up into America hates China and China hates... China is the blueprint for the world, the New World Order, by the way. And so in saying that, what's going on here with Donald Trump concerning the, you know, the facade and the shenanigans going on between him and Putin, just like none other than Barack Hussein Obama and Putin... Folks, they're all aligned, and I want to say this, and I want you to hear me carefully because it will be proven true at the end of the day. Their alliance with hell will be disannulled, as it always has been. Their alliance, folks, with one another will be disannulled. Don't doubt the word of God. Just give it a little time, and you will see it come to pass. These are shenanigans. This is all diversion between what's going on in America today and Korea. Pay attention to what's going on in the inside of America and outside of our coast right now, friends. This is diversion, nothing more, nothing less. Going to candidate Trump again on NATO, he said it's obsolete. Doesn't matter. They can come, they can go. Once he became the president, he said it's indispensable. We can't do without these guys. How do you put up with this, America? I mean, wow, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And when you receive what a double-minded man says and talking out both sides of his mouth, folks, you're going to reap what you allow. Whatever starts at the top is going to come to the bottom. Candidate Trump, priorities. He said America first. Now it's Israel first. I'm waiting to see that rule of law that he promised to bring forth back into America concerning those bad guys, the corrupt within government. But we haven't seen any of that because the conservatives and the professed Christians are saying we got to give them more time. But it didn't take him too long to go drop 56 Tomahawk missiles on a foreign country that we're told again to legitimize and to justify what Donald Trump just did. We're told that there's a possible threat of chemical threats, just like we were told in Iraq concerning weapons of mass destruction, which have never been verified. But as long as they said it, you better believe it. Okay? Do as they say, because if you don't, then we'll label you an enemy of the state. And that's exactly what these people are doing today. Now, you know that there's less than a 21% approval rating for the American media. You already know this, the American media. And the reason is that people in this country understand that that it is nothing more than fake and contrived news. And you're right. Yet, see, they created fake news, America. They put out false narratives, false information, and everybody knew it. And then someone labeled them fake news. And then guess what? They picked up that slogan and they began to put it on anybody that didn't fall in line with the state-controlled narrative. This, again, is totalitarian methods. This, again, is communism. Nothing new in the playbook, friends. Again, yet they remain in the present. They continue to lie. They continue to further their agenda by promulgating propaganda, as well as driving support to Donald Trump as a leader of the opposition. Yep. Guess what? The more the media attacks Donald Trump, the more support that he garners. Do you think they don't know how to play those games? Just look to the WWF, friends, because that's exactly what they do. They keep telling you how bad them wrestlers are, and then they bring out of nowhere a hero that everyone wants to get behind. And there they have it. Who's on the stage? Both players, both controlled minions, both corrupt politicians. And furthermore, are they working for you? Nope. They're working for special interest groups that are working day and night to overthrow our constitutional republic. By the way, again, George Soros says the only obstacle to a new world order is none other than America. I didn't say it. A Nazi criminal said it. An international criminal said it. George Soros, who has paid over two and is financing over 200 programs in this country, organizations in this country today to destroy America. What has your king done, America, all you Trumpites? What has he done with the likes of none other than George Soros? I'm just asking you the question, because once I begin to see what he promised the American people, then maybe what we'll do is we'll take a step back. But what we see is a brand new president, and we see the same old policies and agenda going forward. Same exact things. And we just need the loyalty of Donald Trump to pay back all of those that put him in power. And the American people didn't look behind them, and I tried to tell you, and I tried to tell you, and I tried to tell you. Now the conservatives of the day are angry with Donald Trump. Why? And then what they do on the other side of their mouth is they try to justify it because they voted for him. How's that lesser of two evils working out for you? I'm just curious. It's not, is it? Isaiah 59. See, folks, those pulling the strings behind the corrupt politicians knew that Hillary Clinton never had the support of the American people any more than John McCain had running against Barack Hussein Obama. But you didn't learn from that. And sad to say, it took the American people 8 years to figure out that he did everything in direct opposition and in opposition of what he promised the American people. And by the way, it didn't take him 85 days to do it, or 115 days to do it, or 150 days to do it. No, it took him the first day. And as a matter of fact, right before he became the president of the United States, mysteriously America, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and he began his attack the very first week. His very first week. Going back to the fix is in, folks, people knew that Hillary Clinton didn't have the support. That was all propped up by none other than the state-controlled media that everybody in this country is complaining about and decrying about for the most part. Outside of the 1.7% that everybody's running from, that everybody's afraid of. Folks, what an easy fix. I mean, America, the joke is on you. And I say this again, in remembrance and calling to remembrance, I'm in this with you. But there comes a point of taking responsibility before God and man, friends, and correcting the issues. Because it gets to the point again where you have to ask the question, do you have any shame? I mean, fake news now seems to apply to those who are for the law and the United States Constitution while they expose corruption wherever it may be. Even when it hits their favorite politicians. See, the enemies of America are thankful for people that remain ignorant of their enumerated laws, Hosea 4:6. And so far, the majority of the American people have been very, very accommodating. Let me leave this with you before we get back to the other side. How fortunate for governments that people never think, said that funny guy with the little mustache on his face named Adolf Hitler. Said Adolf Hitler, who deceived 80 million people. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Line upon line, precept upon precept. I reported earlier this year 70 years of CIA propaganda and corruption, and how disinformation is exactly what they've been spewing out of the CIA for a long time, not only in our country, but in other countries as well. I want you to listen carefully, not to what I again have to say here, but I want you to listen directly out of their mouths, those that are exposing and those that have been a part of the CIA. The entire mainstream media is totally fake, taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. I mean, folks, there's a lot of people in this country that are conservatives, self-proclaimed, and Christians, self-proclaimed, that will sit down and have dinner and eat a steak with poison in it, yet they don't know where it's at. How many of you would do that? How many of you would come over to my house if I invited you and I said, okay, I'm going to make you a really nice dinner, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put little dots and drops of poison on your steak. Would you eat that steak? Anybody in their right mind would say absolutely not. Then, folks, how do you justify the media? I mean, it's like jumping in a pool filled with sharks. I'm going to swim across. I'm going to jump in the water, and I'm going to jump across to get to the other side in hopes that one of those sharks don't get me. I mean, folks, it's ridiculous. You're being told by those in the media that the entire mainstream media is totally fake, that they were taught to lie, to betray the people, and not tell the truth to the public. Dr. Udo Ulfkott said again, the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. He said CIA's primary mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policy makers in decisions relating to national security. Wow. Wow. If you don't believe what he said, then you deserve what you have coming. And what they say and that they do and what they actually are doing are two different stories. Because the fruit of the CIA has been war, world destabilization, media propaganda, murder, and bribery. And the list goes on. Again, I didn't say that. Former CIA agent John Stockwell said, it is the function of the CIA in America to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on, here we go, arms. They want you to hate their political opposition to justify what you allow the president to do. But don't worry about it, because over the last how many administrations, they haven't asked for congressional approval. No, they just go ahead and take it under themselves. But notice again, friends, it's not their children going to war, is it? Nope, it's yours. And yet you still, read the book of Amos, friends, it talks about that. See, because the Lord would continuously rebuke the people and they wouldn't listen, even when it was their sons and daughters. They still wouldn't listen. Knowing the truth that has been given unto you, America, and you still reject and deal with those that are committing crimes, and you all the well know this, America. This, I don't know, you know, I guess I do know why this is coming up right now. It's the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable, to propagandize the American people to hate. So they will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. You mean like John F. Kennedy assassination? I mean, just think about it. The guy that Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, he said he was going to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Remember that? John F. Kennedy? And after he's assassinated, interestingly enough, Johnson reverses his orders to go to Vietnam, which exactly is the purpose of the CIA, to make money on the behalf of the military-industrial complex that we were warned of by Eisenhower in January of 1961, right? But what's interesting about that is Johnson reverses everything Kennedy did. And then he appoints Alan Dulles, the one that was fired by John F. Kennedy, as the fox in the chicken coop to be a part of the Warren Commission to investigate the assassination. And isn't it interesting? I told my wife this last night, because I watch a lot of documentaries, and some of them are just second to none. They're great. But have you ever noticed these History Channel documentaries? Have you ever noticed that these PBS documentaries, Time documentaries, so on and so forth, you notice how they all agree with the same narrative? And speaking of the John F. Kennedy assassination, that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter. Huh. It's amazing how they put that. If you do a Google search right now and you ask Google, who killed John F. Kennedy? Okay. Who killed JFK? Okay. You know what pulls up? First thing. Lee Harvey Oswald. And why is that? Because, folks, history is written by men who hung heroes. A big picture of Lee Harvey Oswald right on the front page. You know what? 82% of the American people believe Oswald did not kill Kennedy. And when you look behind the curtain and see the players that have controllers, is what they're called, why is it that when you judge these people by their fruit, you can't put two and two together? Because you're labeled as a conspiracy theorist if you do. So what? So what? I mean, you have people today denying the Holocaust. You have people denying the things that you know are true. I mean, the American people, they refuse to hear Eisenhower's warn, his warnings and the use of the military-industrial complex. Going to the next director of the CIA, William Casey, he said, only reinforcing John Stockwell's statement, former CIA agent, he said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. You are being lied to. I remember an individual said, if you're not careful, the newspapers, the media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Yep, and that's already in full play in America today. So how is it that when their favorite politician moves into the House, the White House, all of a sudden, the things that he does, regardless if they are constitutional, legal, or not, as long as he has on their favorite jersey, all is accepted? How is it accepted? Yesterday I shared with you, I asked the question, America, what has become of your principles? Because when we look to history and men that were smarter than we were and are in so many different cases, like Edmund Burke, he said that kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. So the king only does, from this statement, what the people that have rebelled from principle allow him to do. See, Americans, again, must adjust to changing times, yet they are still commanded by God to hold to unchanging principles. Read Psalm 119, verse 89. And when you get a moment, go back to Jeremiah 529, or 521, forgive me. See, because here's the fallout. If you don't listen to the first, this is the fallout. President David Eisenhower said, for a people that value its privileges above its principles soon lose both. And you're seeing that incrementally in America today. And it's been going on for a long, long time. Last night we watched Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Of course, they made the movie as it to be fictitious with names, so on and so forth. But the storyline was right on the smack. As a matter of fact, when the movie was produced and it was brought out, it was those in government that had a problem with Jimmy Stewart's new movie and Frank Capra's new movie called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Watch the movie. This is exactly how things are being played out. Exactly how things are being played out. And of course, they want you to believe that it's not really happening. Hollywood does. See, but the fact of the matter is, friends, sooner or later, you're going to be judged by the thoughts of your imagination, the Word of God says. So what you thought, as a matter of fact, when going back to, this just comes to my aid right now, but when the two towers fell, you know what people were saying in New York? They said it was like, it was surreal. It was like watching a movie. No, it's like this. You're being desensitized. You're being dumbed down. You're being conditioned, America. For a people that value its privileges above its principles soon loses both. So in other words, we'll take Donald Trump for what he says, and then when he plays the hypocrite, we'll still trust him rather than God. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. See, now we have Hillary Clinton, by the way, and Donald Trump agreeing as to what should be done with Syria. Yet Donald Trump promised again a special prosecutor to investigate for her crimes against we the people. As I said earlier, he launched 59 tomahawks into Syria, but refuses to bring forth the rule of law concerning corruption at home. How do they attempt to justify their aggression? They simply tell you that they have chemical weapons that could be used against us. Of course! Incite the people to war. See, Americans did not learn that inciting the people to war first comes with a threat, regardless if it's legitimate or not. Again, remember weapons of mass destruction in Iraq under the Bush administration that could never be verified? As a matter of fact, there were third world countries that wanted to lay war crimes onto Rumsfeld and George W. Bush's administration. But see, we don't want to believe them because we believe what we say we don't believe in. And we know we're being lied to, but we still believe the liars over here that are creating all this stuff. And after all, I'm living my own selfish life. So what I don't want to do is I don't want to have to take the time to see if they're lying to me or not. And if they are telling me the truth like Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty, well, then I'll just call him a conspiracy theorist. When in the fact that you open the door and you see what I'm talking about every day, and it's not surreal, it's very real. And it's going to get very real in this country, you can mark my words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lie does not become truth, and wrong does not become right, and evil does not become good just because it's accepted by a majority of people. Hey, America, I love you enough to tell you the truth here. How many scandals are exposed concerning these corrupt politicians like that of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters? I mean, just name your favorite politician. McConnell found 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's ship. We can go over to, folks, name any one of them practically. The ones the media keeps in the light, you can, in a favorable light, rest assured, friends, like Paul Ryan and others, they are as corrupt can be. They're players. They're actors. But again, talking about Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, scandals, how many scandals has there been, yet there's no justice or judgment? Again, there goes Mr. Gowdy, and there goes Mr. Issa, and there goes Mr. Chaffetz, who are players, actors as well. Friends, honestly, I don't care what these people have to say to me outside of Matthew 7:16, because when I look at the fruit, there is a lack of. Hey, we're the good guys. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. Where's the good fruit? I don't see the good fruit. But yet I see the conservatives on a 24/7 basis. Whenever Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz open their mouth, they put them. All three of them, in a positive light, like they're the ones that are going to get the job done. What job have they gotten done? Come on, this is where we need to go. This is what we need to think about. What have they done? What did they do about Hillary Clinton? How many lies did she tell? I mean, this is just, it's shameful and it's embarrassing. Let's take it a step further. By the way, all of those scandals that have been exposed concerning corrupt politicians, where's justice? And then look to yourself as to why justice was not brought forth. But how is it that now these corrupt politicians are in agreement with Donald Trump, yet before he became president, they couldn't stand him? They're leading through opposition. They're driving support to Donald Trump, friends. How many of you watched Little House on the Prairie? I mean, how many times did you watch as a kid when Mrs. Olson would make you mad and she was nothing more than an actor? Or Nellie, her daughter. How many times did they do something wrong? And how many times were you mad watching that actor do their job? Because that's exactly what these people are doing. Again, take it one step further. Trump's assault on Syria was praised by world leaders. Before he was the president, a majority of those world leaders were attacking him. Now that he's the president, and you've been led to believe he can do whatever he wants to do for the next 8 years, wrong. Now that he is the president, they're praising him. Boy, have you been duped. There you have it. The same world leaders, I want you to think about this. The same world leaders who have been used to lie to you, to steal, to kill, to sell their people out and wage war against, well, and across the globe, are in concert praising the new president of the United States of America. Congratulations, all you Trumpites. Good for you. Look who's in agreement with you. Hey, you know, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two be agreed? How can they walk together lest they be agreed? Well, they agree on that point, yeah? And what other points? I didn't know it was our job to police the world. I'll get to that in just a moment. How is it that you believe the media that's been lying to you so long now that it's for Donald Trump? You're doing the same things of those that you decry. Read Romans 1:18. It again is pro wrestling at its very worst. Now they're telling you the truth because it's Donald Trump who's the president. Hypocrites. Again, isn't it Donald Trump the one that has called out American media resources as fake news media and the enemy of the American people? Yep. America, this is leading through opposition. The more he attacks them, the more they attack him, and the more he's in the light, the more support he garners. Just ask me who's been attacked over and over and over and over and over and over again by the media. As more troops are sent to another war, remember, again, it will not be Donald Trump's young men and women that will fight that war. It will be our fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, neighbors, and children that will fight these unconstitutional wars if you let him do so. If it's a worthy war, let them go first. Because if not, then how do they justify it? When we look to our forefathers, they were the first ones, America, to go. Because it was a just war. See, the good guys had to deal with the evil guys. And it was such a righteous war, they were the first ones to go. Just ask President Washington. Listen to what Mr. President Millard Fillmore said. The man who can look upon a crisis without being willing to offer himself upon the altar of his country, he is not fit for public trust. I'll tell you what, you go first. You go first before you go ahead and recruit and draft all of these young innocents that have no knowledge between good and evil because they have never been taught real history. They've been lied to because daddy and mommy were busy dropping them off at public schools to be indoctrinated. Great, hey America, great slaves. That's creating slaves, America. Hopefully this will sum up the whole of what I'm saying for those who have not learned from the past. Going back to Monday, every one of these warmongers claim to be a Christian. Keep that in mind. Read Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 as well. Let's go back to that little pansy, President Jimmy Carter. Boy, man, I'm telling you what. He was the president of the United States, but he attacked El Salvador, Guatemala, Angola, and Afghanistan. The adulterer, criminal, drug dealer, President Bill Clinton, he attacked the Balkans, Iraq, Sudan, Rwanda. President George Bush, by the way, many of you believe that he was a military veteran. There's documentaries out there that will show you otherwise. And interestingly enough, the people that called him out, all of a sudden they just lost their lives. But you took it all in, America. President George Bush Sr. and President George Bush Jr. Listen to these words. Out of chaos, we will create a new world order. Here's George Bush who said that. Gulf War, Panama, Somalia, his son, Iraq, Afghanistan. President Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent, the effeminate sodomite, friends. President Barack Hussein Obama, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, and Ukraine. And by the way, still today, inciting domestic insurrection while your man, Donald Trump, does absolutely nothing to him. Damn, Eric, I got a question for you, just to bring it to the light. When was it America's job to police the world? Because, again, war is the rule of force. Peace is the reign of law. And keep in mind, these are the politicians that are subjecting you and your families today by giving a pass to illegals to come in this country. We just seen this week another Muslim in Fresno, California, killed three innocent people, shouting out Allahu Akbar. We're hearing this almost on a weekly basis now. We're seeing what's going on over in France. How come they're not dealing with them? And then we found out earlier this week that under Donald Trump, his administration, more than double of what Barack Hussein Obama was taking in concerning Syrian refugees are coming into your country. Man, America, come on. 2 + 2 = 4. President Benjamin Harrison said, we Americans have no commission from God to police the world. That's right. See, the law expressed in order and orderly constitutional methods is the only king to which we bow. Who said that? President Benjamin Harrison. Furthermore, how many of these above wars were constitutional? You have to answer that question. And again, this explains, America, as to why you're hated by so many other countries. You're hated because of what you allow your representatives to do to other countries. In many cases, almost without fail, without provocation. Without provocation. They always have to work the people up and incite the people and always keep them in a state of emergency so they continuously attack your foundations and change things to create a police state. Ask anybody in the military if what I'm telling you right now is true or untrue. Why are they taking polls up in the United States military, friends? Why are they finding jihadi camps in America today, friends? I mean, as if to suggest this government that goes out and attacks other countries at will, which is not American government, but in the guise of American government, goes out and attacks third world countries. They deal with third world countries, but they don't deal with jihadi camps in America? Are you guys kidding me? There's organizations in the United States of America that are exposing these people. But again, it's just, friends, it's just a theory. It's just a conspiracy theory. Well, the ACLU is hard at work trying to make sure that little Muslim students coming in illegally have a right to do what they do in third world countries in your school, but you better not say anything about Jesus Christ. You have been lied to, and you've accepted the lie if you tolerate this sort of behavior and lawlessness. The best way to enhance freedom in other lands is to demonstrate here that a Republican system is worthy of emulation. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.